Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. So today on Wednesday, we've got Chess Lucky Bigger Sets. Onshore winds in the mid-teens are going to be building later in the day. So, you know, if you want to get out, you want to get out in the morning. After that, it's going to be Chunky Monkey by the afternoon because Milton's effects are going to be starting to show up here in Florida and should be pretty strong by like early afternoon. Tomorrow on Thursday, Hurricane Milton's going to be passing over and it's going to be in full effect. I think they were saying something like the eye will be on the East Coast around 7 a.m. or something in that general vicinity. They've pushed it back a couple of times. For here at the Surf Guru Command Center, they were originally saying we would see the strongest winds at 2 a.m. and now they're pushing it back to 7 a.m. The storm kind of stalled out a little bit, so I wouldn't be surprised if you know, the strongest winds are going to be on the East Coast somewhere around like 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So pretty calm this morning, but it looks like we're going to start getting these bands coming in. And with these outer bands, we're probably going to see tornadoes this afternoon. So be ready for that. Tomorrow on Thursday, we're going to have Milton in full effect. It's going to be washing machine conditions out there. So hey, stay safe, stay inside. For Friday, we still have big surf. Overhead conditions at about 12 seconds from the east-northeast. We're going to have strong northeast winds, and that's going to make everything pretty chunky out there. Now, Saturday is going to be that big storm swell day. I'm seeing 11-second surf, overhead conditions. East-northeast winds are still going to be there, but this should be manageable and probably dropping under 10 miles per hour for most spots in the afternoon. Now, Sunday is looking like the super fun day. At least that's what I think. These are my kind of waves. Chest plus, leftovers, 12 seconds from the east-northeast, and gentle winds. That's just the kind of surf that I like. Now, surf is going to be on a downward trend for Monday and Tuesday, and then we might see a little wind swell possible from the north for the midweek. So, hey, I'll be back on Friday, assuming I have electricity, and you know, I'll let you know if any of this changes. And until then, check the cams. Hopefully they'll make it through the storm okay. Usually we lose power in a couple locations, but the cams will pop right back up once the power comes back. And I'll let you know on the social medias, probably Facebook, if any of the cameras take any damage where they're going to be down for a while. We've got a couple spares, but sometimes it's just a situation where the location gets messed up. That's where we're looking at over with the Gulf Coast cams from Haleen, like the Treasure Island cam. That whole building was inundated with salt water, and there's just still issues with power on the island there. And, you know, we love our surf cams, but people take priority. We want to get the first responders in there, the linemen in there, everybody that needs to do their job to get people back in their homes, and then we can kind of focus on getting the surf cams back up. So, everybody, good luck. Be safe. Hope everything goes well with the storm. If there's anything we can do here in Surf Guru for you, reach out to us. We're always here to help. Just info@surfguru.com. Shoot me an email and I'll do what I can do. So I'll be back on Friday with any updates, let you know if anything changes. And keep an eye on those cams. That is the safest way to watch this storm. And hey, everybody, thanks so much for checking out Surf Guru.